Do more with less. If you've been in marketing for any length of time, I can nearly guarantee it's an ask you've been given at least once. And while it feels completely unreasonable and the joke is always, oh, I've got a CEO that doesn't understand marketing, do more with less is actually one of the greatest things that marketing can do. And in this video, I'm going to walk you through exactly how to do it so that you actually not only earn the respect of your peers, but when you need more resources, you get them because you've shown that you can do more with less. I'm Nathan Cosby. I run an organization called Scrappy ABM. In the past 2 years, I've personally generated $25 million in tangible revenue, and I run an organization of people that have generated over $100 million in revenue. So let's start with first how most marketers approach marketing. They have a list of to-dos with about 18 items that have got to get knocked out today. They've got to write the blog. They've got to get the email and make sure that social post goes live. They've got to coordinate the webinar. They've got to make sure that the paid media program is still running effectively and is getting right in front of a perfect audience. The list just goes on and on and on. Each one of those has goals, but they're completely disconnected from one another. And as a result, they get no compounding effect of actually working well together towards a larger goal. So the very first thing that you need to do, if you've been given this mandate of do more with less, is actually identify the goals for each of your current programs. So the way that we recommend doing this is you identify your buyer's journey. We refer to it over here as an account progression model. And what you want to do is identify, how do we make sure that people know we exist? Or another way of saying it is, how to make sure that we have awareness level programs? How to make sure that people are educated on their problems? How to make sure that we inform them of viable solutions? How do we help them understand our product? How do we encourage them to book a meeting? And then how do we get them to buy? All B2B marketing programs should be able to fit into one of those six core categories. And if you look at everything you're doing, like truly take out a sheet of paper and write down everything you're currently doing, and then ask yourself the question, does this generate awareness? Does this build the problem? Does this help them solve the problem? Does this educate on the product? Does this get them to book a meeting? Does it get them to buy? If you look at everything you're doing and it doesn't mainly fit into one of those categories, stop doing it. It doesn't serve a purpose. So now that you've identified all the current programs and what is actually driving an impact and has a clear goal that you can measure up against, if you go to your boss and you just say, hey, I'm going to stop doing blog content, you may not get as much of a buy-in. You may get the answer of, well, we've always done blog content, so we should continue to do blog content. And if you're in that situation, it's not just saying we're going to stop doing these things. What I first recommend is you identify what is driving results today, and then you lead with, hey, we've been asked to do more with less. When we looked at all of our current programs, these are the things that are delivering right now. We'd like to do more of these things that are driving business results and impact today. So can we double down on these things first? And you get buy-in on the double down effort. And then you say, awesome. In order to double down on these things, we need to stop doing these other things. These have not been driving as much of an impact, and we're really struggling to understand the tangible ways in which they are driving the business forward. We mapped out all of our programs. This is the flow. Does this make sense? And by first getting buy-in on where you want to double down, it allows you to then have the logical conversation of, well, there's only so much time in the day. So if we all agree we want to double down on these things because these things are working, we need to stop doing some other things, and these things aren't working. Are we all agreed and aligned that we're going to stop doing these things in order to free up the time to go double down on these other areas? That order is incredibly important because I actually was a marketing director before I launched my own business. And I had a marketing manager that came to me and said, hey, I think we should stop writing blog content. And I was the one that actually said, well, we've always written blog content. And he said, well, I know that, but I just don't think that it's driving that much of an impact. What he didn't offer was a new solution. What he told me is, I'm just not going to do this thing. And what I wish he had said instead was, I'm not going to do this thing because instead I think we should do more of these efforts that are driving an impact. And inevitably what we landed on is webinar content drove a lot of impact for our business. So instead of doing a webinar once a quarter, we upped that to once a month. But I had to walk him through that instead of him coming to me in the first place saying, seems like webinars are driving a lot of impact. We do them only once a quarter. What if we bump that up to once a month? We're all agreed on that. Great. In order to do that, I need to stop writing blog content on a weekly basis. Could we decrease that to every other week or once a month? And as a result, he would have gotten way faster buy-in versus me having to go do this massive diagnostic and feeling like he didn't actually come fully prepared. The next thing is you want to make sure that if you're going to double down, you actually know what that functionally means. Oftentimes people will say, we're going to do more, and more is great, but sometimes you should just do better. And the ways in which you actually make sure you want to do more or better is you first look at the four core components to any marketing program. So first is going to be data. So we make sure as we think about the kind of programs running, what's the data that's fueling that? How do we know who we're going after? And then how do we know when to reach out? So again, how do we know when to trigger the ad program? How do we know when to run the webinar? How do we know when to run the event program? How do we know when to actually do the right thing? Because the goal of all good B2B marketing is right person, right place, right time, right message. So data informs all of that. Next is then distribution. So distribution is just simply how do we get in front of people? So again, not only do we want to make sure we have the right people with the right reason to reach out, we want to make sure we're reaching them in the right channels. So if I've never heard from you and you start texting me, I'm very upset and very frustrated. If I've never heard of you and I start seeing your ads and then I click through on your ad and I read a bunch of your content, I like that a lot more. The right channel met me where I was in my journey as a buyer. So we make sure when we think about distribution that we're reaching people where they are and where they are in their journey towards buying from us. So that's distribution. Next is in destination, which is simply what are we pointing them to? So like, is it blog content? Is it a webinar? Is it an event? Is it a landing page? Any number of places you can send people. But what you've got to map out is what's the right destination and content and message for where they are in their journey with us. And then lastly is direction, which is simply how do we plan to track it? If you know who you're going after, why you're reaching out, what you're saying to them, how you're getting in front of them, where you're sending them, and how you plan to track it, you've got a repeatable playbook that you can run. As you do that process, every time we've worked with somebody, they found that one of these areas is either weak or missing. And when you think about the ideas of doubling down, if something is already working and it's got weak components or missing components, it will only be exponentially more impactful and effective when you fix those areas. So again, when we think about how does this tie back to that mandate of do more with less, when you remove the things from your plate that aren't working, and then you double down and you have a diagnostic approach for how to make the things that are working work even better, you are fundamentally doing more, creating a greater result through fewer programs. And when I thought through my entire career, there have typically been one or two workhorse programs that drive 80% of the impact. And if I spent all of my time trying to fix the 20% that was not as impactful, my career would not have been as successful. Instead, I focused on the 80% that was working and tried to do less and less of these 20% that was not driving as much impact, which enabled me as a solo marketer to consistently do more with less and drive the actual impact that my bosses were looking for. So, as you think about your current programs, what I have found is in my career, there is typically one or two programs that drive the most conversions. There's very clear entry points into the business. And once we've actually best optimized those entry points, the goal is to just get more people into those entry points. So as you look at your current marketing programs, where do people actually convert from casual consumers into potential buyers? Optimize that first and then move up a layer and say, how do we get more people into that? And once you figure that out, move up a layer. And you do that over and over and over again until you've got this incredible marketing program and machine that consistently engages best fit customers all the way to your conversion point to where they end up becoming potential buyers. That is the simplest way to actually consistently optimize, diagnose the problem, solve the problem, and effectively do more with less. And what I want to remind everybody is the goal of a great marketing program and the goal of any good business is to consistently and sustainably grow. That's it. So right now you might be resource strapped, and it's primarily because there's likely not predictability in your pipeline generation programs. But if you can create baseline predictability, it then enables finance to free up budget. Because we know these programs have worked, they will likely continue to work. And as a result, this is a good investment, which then actually enables you to get more resources. So if you've been hit with that mandate, do more with less, do it. Like do more with less for a season. And then you can consistently invest more into what's working, which will allow you to do more with more. So the next time you hear the phrase do more with less, instead of viewing it as a death sentence, view it as a career defining opportunity. Because if you can, and you do actually build a successful program that required less resources, you are then a marketer that generates a higher return on investment predictably, at which point you're a great investment. If you like this kind of content, we're producing way more just like it. Hopefully this has been helpful. Go ahead and give us a like and subscribe. Send this to a friend that's struggling with their career right now. And we'll see you guys in the next episode.